shark attack and overcame all odds to again become a champion. Directed by Sean McNamara and starring Anna Sophia Robb and Helen Hunt, Carrie Underwood, and Dennis Quaid. Soul Surfer, now playing rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Gasoline prices continue to leap upward. The latest Lundberg survey finds the average price of a gallon of regular has jumped 19 cents over the past 3 weeks to $3.76. That's 91 cents higher than it was this time last year. Drivers in San Francisco are paying some of the highest prices at $4.13. President Barack Obama is planning a speech this week on ways to reduce the deficit and the long-term $14 trillion debt. Egypt's ousted president is defending himself. In his first public remarks since being forced from power, Mubarak denies allegations that he abused his authority and amassed wealth and property overseas. Shortly after Mubarak's speech aired on an Arab news channel, Egypt's prosecutor general told state TV he's issued orders summoning the ex-president and his two sons for questioning. There is speculation in Britain over who might be going to the royal wedding. Correspondent Shanshan Dong reports.
While the guest list for the royal union on April 29th between Prince William and Kate Middleton is still being kept secret, a few details are leaking out. The Mail on Sunday newspaper claims to have the official invitation roster, though Buckingham Palace has dismissed the list as speculation. The newspaper says the list is an eclectic mix, including friends of Prince Charles and Will and Kate. Politicians, leading religious figures, European royalty, guests from the charities the couple work with, and even the butcher, shopkeeper, and pub owner from Kate Middleton's home village are also expected to attend. Shan Chan Dong, London.
With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Recently on the National Geographic Channel was a show called Killed by Coyotes, with a question mark, Killed by Coyotes? Telling the story about the death of the singer Taylor Mitchell, who died while she was hiking in a Canadian national park. And, you know, lots of communities in North America have to deal with coyotes and interact with them. And in fact, just the other morning, as I was walking one of my dogs, and it was early in the morning, but it was still light out, there one was, just standing and staring at us. And he or she did not seem particularly afraid of me and my shepherd Dobie mix. After about 5 or 6 seconds of staring at us, the coyote simply trotted away. You know, they're such beautiful animals, aren't they? Somewhat wolf-like, and their beautiful eyes and large pointed ears and slender legs and furry tails. Now, around my neighborhood in Palm Springs, California, we frequently do hear them howling in the nighttime, but rarely do I see one so close. So I was thinking, should I have done anything different than just letting the coyote trot off? You know, my first thought is that the skinny thing is hungry and that is why he's wandering off the mountain and down on the streets. And of course, my instinct was to want to put some food out for him. Then again, is that a good idea? Would he become habituated to that? I also thought about my neighbor's dogs. Unlike my large dogs, their dogs are 10 pounds and were right there in their backyard behind a 5-foot wall, which I know could be scaled easily by this coyote. And I sometimes hear stories about coyotes obtaining smaller dogs and cats for food. Instead of allowing him to just trot off, should I have scared him? Should I have shouted at him or thrown a tennis ball at him? So he will retain what I think is their natural fear of people. That seems like a difficult thing, at least for me to do, knowing that this coyote is likely down here because he's hungry and innocently just looking for scraps in someone's trash cans out in the streets. So to answer these questions and to tell us more about coyotes, I am pleased to welcome Mark Beckoff. Mark is former professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Colorado Boulder and is co-founder, along with Jane Goodall, of Ethologists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. He's the author of numerous books, including one of my favorites, The Animal Manifesto, Six Reasons for Expanding Our Compassion Footprint. And I'm telling you, if you've not read this one, it is a must read. Mark also blogs at Psychology Today, and he's a very good friend of Animals Today. Welcome back to the program, Mark.
Hey, thanks, Lori. It's good to be with you.
Mark, a recent TV documentary dealt with the first known human death due to a coyote attack in North America. Can you tell us a little bit about this documentary and its possible impact on how we interact with coyotes?
Yeah, it was a National Geographic special called Killed by Coyotes, as you noticed, with a question mark. And there seems to be no doubt, I mean, there is no doubt that Taylor Mitchell, who was a very young, really talented Canadian singer, was off apparently hiking by herself, Nova Scotia, and was attacked by coyotes and then partially consumed. And so what I think was, there's a couple of things that were disturbing the people, you know, who were concerned about the reputation of coyotes, and that was, this was the first known attack, you know, just of an attack and a killing like that, by coyotes, number one. And number two, it just seems so sensationalistic. In other words, you know, 1,000 people a day or something like that go to the emergency rooms of North America, or I guess United States hospitals due to dog bites. And, you know, 35 or 40 people a year are probably killed by dogs. So it just seemed like it was making a mountain out of a molehill, because they could have stressed really the fact that this was a very unusual case, a tragic case. And then one coyote expert made a comment that the coyotes were motivated to kill and eat Taylor Mitchell. And I'm a coyote expert. I've been studying them for decades. And I could not imagine how he could come up with that conclusion. So,
right.
You know, the bottom line is, we live among coyotes. I live in the mountains outside of Boulder, Colorado. I've got cougars and red foxes and black bears and coyotes. And I just need to change my ways. But in general, I mean, not even in general. I mean, they're uniformly just harmless.
Mark, why do you think so many people have such a negative feeling about these animals?
Well, I think the media has done a really good job on coyotes, if you will. Because, yes, sometimes they do bother people. Sometimes they do attack, and they have killed some, you know, domestic dogs and cats. So, you know, they're playing off of those sorts of things. What they're not playing off of course, is the innumerable times when those opportunities present themselves, like your encounter, and nothing happened.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, they blame them on the coyotes when we like to say a fed coyote is a dead coyote. There's a wonderful new organization founded by Camilla Fox called Project Coyote, based out of Marin in California, and they are constantly updating, you know, their website, and they've got numerous words to the wise, if you will, about how to avoid having a negative confrontation with coyotes. I mean, the other thing that I'll say is, someone who studies them and lives with them, people often confuse an animal who's being curious or assertive with an animal who's being aggressive. I've been with people who have, you know, when we've come across a coyote and they'll go, oh my goodness, did you see what that coyote did? He or she was so aggressive. And I'd go, oh, but no. They were curious. They were inquisitive. You know, a really huge difference, Lori. So
right. We
don't have the details. But in general, I just think it's because it makes news. I mean, you know, tragedies happen when we move into the homes of other animals. I like to say that we redecorate their living rooms. And when we redecorate their living rooms, they don't have anywhere to go. And consequently, you know, we compress their habitats, and they have nowhere to go. Another finding done in Southern California, by the way, you know, a lot of people don't know about it because, unfortunately, these things get buried in scientific literature, is coyotes are very positive. Their presence is very positive for keeping down populations of what we call meso predators, like raccoons and animals who eat lots of birds. So, you know, there's webs of nature out there, and coyotes are very, very important in those webs of nature.
Yeah, people need to recognize the beneficial aspects that coyotes contribute to our ecosystem. Mark, the ones I've encountered seem typically to be shy and elusive. Give us some of the basics about how coyotes live in the wild. Where do they go? What do they eat? Also, tell us a little bit about the social structure in which coyotes live and how this relates to how their population is naturally controlled.
Those are great questions. I mean, coyotes are easily the most adaptable mammal, maybe in the world, people say, but, you know, certainly in North America. They can live alone, they can live in packs, or they can live as mated pairs. I did a long-term study in the Grand Teton National Park outside of Jackson, Wyoming, and one thing we learned is never talk about the coyote. There's incredible variation, even, you know, among coyotes living within a half a mile or a mile of one another. They eat anything. They're opportunists, and that's why it's so important never to feed them intentionally and to be really, you know, vigilant about not leaving food out, because just like any animal, they want a free meal. And when they get accustomed to getting food by humans, they get habituated. And they do get, you know, bold, and they associate human with food. So I'm glad that you didn't feed the coyote, you know, with whom you had an interaction. They do quite well on their own. And the fact is almost every attack or any kind of, you know, disturbance has been tied back to food. That, like I said, that's why we say a fed coyote is a dead coyote.
Yeah,
And, you know, they're native to North America. They're really versatile animals. They play a huge role in Indian Native American folklore. They're described as being smart, witty, cunning. That's exactly what they are. And I should say that's exactly who they are. And so that's why they're so hard to control. You know, killing them hasn't worked. The United States government, the USDA through Animal Damage Control, which is now called Wildlife Services, slaughters about 90,000 coyotes a year.
Wow.
Non-selectively. They trap them, they poison them, they bait them, they shoot them from airplanes, they shoot them from guns.
Yeah, Mark,
and they
I
use
gotta
all
interrupt
kinds
you,
of horrific techniques.
I want to interrupt you. I want to talk more about that. We got to take a break. You're listening to author and ethologist Mark Beckoff. We're talking about coyotes. Don't go away. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. On average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Back with author and ethologist Mark Beckoff. You're listening to Animals Today. He's also an expert on coyotes. And just before the break, Mark was talking about how the United States government is just indiscriminately killing these beautiful animals. They're shooting them. They're trapping them. Mark, where are they doing this and why are they doing this?
Oh, it's done all over the country, but, you know, a lot in the West where I live, they're doing it because coyotes are supposedly predators on livestock, you know, the sheep, for example. But once again, scientific studies have shown that coyotes do extremely little, if any, damage, and that disease and poor husbandry really are the culprits. So, like I said, they kill around 90,000 coyotes a year, using incredibly inhumane techniques. And like I always say, that if I were as unsuccessful at my job as the government workers are at theirs, I would have been fired years ago. And so it's clear that killing does not work, because if it worked, we wouldn't have the problem each and every year.
Right. Mark, explain to my listeners, what are the main misconceptions people have about coyotes?
Well, there's a lot of them, Lori. I mean, one main one is that they're really inherently dangerous. They're not. They're curious. Like I said, there's innumerable opportunities for coyotes to disturb or attack humans, and, you know, they don't. So that, you know, that's one thing. Another misconception is that if we kill them, they'll go away, and that is absolutely not the case. Another misconception, you know, is that it's okay to feed them. But, you know, like I said before, you know, through Project Coyote and other organizations that are really, really concerned about, you know, the killing of the animals and the fact that it hasn't worked, we just know that, you know, the best thing to do is, you saw the coyotes, just leave them alone, walk away. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, on occasion things do happen. But it's so incredibly rare, and that's why we're so upset about the National Geographic special, because it just made a mountain out of a molehill.
Right. So coyotes, not a significant threat to our safety. Coyotes are not a significant predator of pets, although you hear it on occasion. That National Geographic special, which a coyote may have killed an individual, that's a big question mark there. Mark, what do you think are the problematic or negative ways communities have been dealing with their interactions with coyotes, and what are the desirable ways communities should deal with local coyote populations?
Right. Let me just say one thing, just because I think you meant this. There's no doubt that Taylor Mitchell was killed by coyotes. I think the big question was, you know, that statement that the coyotes were motivated to kill and eat her.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to clarify that. Well, I mean, the best way is through education. You know, we live, you know, no matter where you live, you know, where you all live in Southern California, you know, you've just basically raped the land. Where I live in the mountains of Colorado, and it's pretty sparsely populated. But still, the house I bought, I did not build it, but the house I bought was built in the living room of cougars, black bears, coyotes, red foxes, deer, you know, raccoons, a lot of birds, insects. So the best way is to foster humane coexistence and also to just respect these animals for who they are. I've had very close encounters with cougars right at my house. I mean, on three occasions I've been within a meter, 3 feet. You know, I don't go out at night with my dogs. I don't do things that would be really stupid. I clean
right.
up any food that's outside, if there is any food. So I would just have to say, you know, education, not feeding, avoiding the animals, and knowing, you know, their schedule, you know, knowing their behavior, and, you know, they're out
right.
at dusk and dawn, so...
Keep your cats and small pets indoors. Secure
exactly.
garbage.
Keep them indoors.
It's common sense.
You know, keep them on a lead. And,
yeah.
You know, once again, nobody's ever done the study, and I always say this because, you know, it's really fact that no one's really ever done the study to say, okay, how many opportunities have coyotes had to attack, and they haven't, and you know, once again, we're going to see more of these, or we're not going to see maybe necessarily a higher percentage. There just simply may be more of them because there are more people outdoors, and we have reduced their home ranges and territories. So do the math. You've got a bunch of animals crammed into a small space. You've got more people outdoors. The likelihood of encountering a coyote is actually going up. But once again, the number of attacks and stuff is not going up.
Right.
You know, I mean, people
Mark,
just have to
yeah.
be responsible for their decisions. I love living in the mountains where I live. This morning and yesterday, we were pretty sure there was a cougar in the neighborhood. So my friends did not let their dogs run free. So
right.
when I walked down the road, I was really careful. I mean, we just can't, you know, continually just move into wherever we want to move into and kill the animals when they become a, quote, pest.
Exactly. Mark, I also read that the price of coyote fur has been rising. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is because when the price goes up, bounties are going up, people are making more money. And part of it, I just think, is maybe, you know, we don't know, but, you know, is the negative press that they're getting. People just want to go out and kill coyotes
yeah.
because coyotes are a pain or they're dangerous.
Mark, in the last 2 minutes that we have, I want to switch gears on you right now and have you talk about another topic you've recently written about, and that is the use of rhesus monkeys in research on human obesity. What is going on at the Oregon National Primate Research Center?
Well, yeah, I wrote an article called Fat Monkeys and Fat Lies. Basically, you know, they're fattening up monkeys, they're making them couch potatoes, and then they're trying to understand obesity and the occurrence of diabetes in these monkeys. And, I mean, the research is inhumane, number one. And number two, it's unlikely that any light will be shed from these sorts of studies on human obesity, much of which, of course, is simply avoidable by better diets and exercise. So, you know, it's just one of those studies that, you know, they're doing, and monkeys are suffering because of it, and we probably will get little to nothing out of the studies.
Mark, is there anything people can do to change what is happening at this facility in Oregon or concerning the testing on animals more generally?
I don't have it in front of me, but if you go on to the Oregon National Primate Research Center, you will find an email, and there are people you can write. They can also go, actually, the blog I wrote for Psychology Today, if you just Google Beckoff, you know, Psychology Today, Fat Monkeys, you'll get the email of the person.
And in the last 15 seconds, tell my listeners, how can they learn more about you and read your essays and buy your books?
Go to my homepage, markbeckoff.com, and go to Psychology Today and change.org and do a search for my name.
And I'll repeat that. Mark, I want to thank you again for joining us right here on Animals Today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lori.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust to keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's DesertPaws, all one word, .org.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
Hey, welcome back to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. And, you know, recently the rodeo has come back to our lovely hometown in Palm Springs, California. And in the lead up to this, there was a lot of radio coverage and a lot of TV interviews going on. And Lori was asked to give an interview at one of the local radio stations, WKPSI, with a very solid guy, Gene Nichols. So we thought we'd introduce our little segment about how he dealt with the rodeo coming to town by playing for you this interview that Lori did. So let's hear
Gene
that
Nichols
first.
Here, News Talk 920 KPSI. You know about the rodeo coming to town in Palm Springs, the second annual West Fest and Frank Bogart Memorial Rodeo. We talked to people involved with the rodeo already. Today we're talking to Dr. Lori Kirshner, who is the founder and president of Desert Paws, desertpaws.org, also hosts a nationwide Animals Today talk show on the radio in several markets around the United States. Dr. Lori Kirshner is opposed to the rodeo. We're going to find out why. Dr. Lori, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Gene.
My pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about the rodeo in general, not specifically the one in Palm Springs at the moment, but in general. Your opposition to rodeos goes back when and why?
Well, let me first say, Gene, that the rodeo is condemned and opposed, not just by me, but by every major animal welfare organization in North America for inherent animal cruelty. Humane Society of the United States, the American Society for the Prevention of the Cruelty of Animals, and the American Humane all oppose the rodeo. Every major organization, not just me or mine. Rodeo is an event, Gene, that profits from the harassment and abuse of animals. You really can't separate animal cruelty from the rodeo. And for this very reason, San Francisco, Pasadena, Napa County prohibit rodeos. And let's just take one example, just to give your listeners one example of what I'm talking about, of animal cruelty. Think about calf roping for a second, which is one event in the rodeo. What happens in calf roping is a baby cow, 3 or 4 months old, is sent running out of the chute at top speed and pain and fear inflicted upon her. The calf is then roped or lassoed around the neck so violently she becomes airborne before slamming her poor body into the ground, knocking the wind out of her so the contestant can tie her legs together all in a timed event. Now, this process can break the calf's neck, back, or legs. Now, imagine if a dog or a puppy were used in this event instead of a baby cow. The offender would be criminally charged at the very least. So why is it okay to do this to a calf?
Is it your thought, doctor, perhaps, that because these are farm animals and bigger than a typical domestic dog or cat, that simply human beings put different values on these animals than, say, on the life of the German Shepherd that sits in our backyard?
I think people do. I don't think it's right to, but I think that, I mean, they're all sentient living beings. They all can feel pain and feel fear. Does that mean that we have the right to do what we want with them? As a matter of fact, going on that same topic, Gene, what does this form of entertainment teach our children? That we humans are in charge and can control these animals and do what we want with them, and that it's okay and normal to employ them and exploit them and abuse them for our amusement and pleasure? I mean, Rosser, you know, Rosser's the organizer of the West Fest that's coming to Palm Springs. He also has on the rodeo event schedule an event called Mutton Busting, which involves kids who are strapped onto sheep, and the terrified animals are simply trying to rid themselves of whatever has been put on their backs. Now, kids get knocked unconscious. They can break a limb. Coming from an eye surgeon, and I certainly don't wish this upon any child, but you can bet that there's going to be times, if it hasn't already happened in the past, that a sheep's hoof is going to penetrate into a kid's eye during the event. I mean, at what point is it time to stop this form of family fun? So the rodeo people, in my opinion, are not only willing to abuse the animals, but are putting children at risk. And it amazes me, Gene, that their parents are willing to risk the safety of their own kids. Now, the organizers say they will ensure no animals are harmed, and this is laughable. Rodeo associations claim very few animals are injured and killed in rodeos. This is a lie. In fact, rodeo associations often do not disclose animal injuries and deaths. I mean, there's so much documentation and videos and simply common sense that indicates otherwise. Evidence of cruelty, injuries, and death to rodeo animals happen all the time. Gene, the video Desert Paws made depicting horrific cruelty in rodeo events speaks for itself. By going on to desertpaws.org, looking at this video, I challenge anyone to view the video we posted on desertpaws.org and tell me that there's no cruelty involved in rodeo. This is the reality of rodeo. Many people just don't realize this.
All right, Dr. Lori Kirshner, will you and your group be out protesting at this West Fest and rodeo in Palm Springs?
Yes. We are going to lead a protest. Desert Paws is organizing a protest. We're meeting Saturday, the 26th of this month, on the corner of Amato and Caballeros in Palm Springs at 9:30 to 11 o'clock. Amato and Caballeros on the southwest corner, Saturday the 26th, 9:30 to 11. They can email me or just go on desertpaws.org.
Okay, so there's your little discussion you had with Gene Nichols in the local Coachella Valley, Palm Springs area station in before the rodeo. And the rodeo indeed did happen, and we were out there protesting. So why don't you describe what it was like, who was at this protest, and where was it? What was going on?
You know, this was really effective. This was great. We rented, first of all, we Desert Paws rented a jumbo screen, and we and I want you to describe what this jumbo screen looked like and how big it was. But we got up super early in the morning and just parked it right smack at the entrance. So it was really great. Tell the listeners what this jumbo screen is.
Okay, so there are a couple of companies that will rent on demand this huge mobile LCD screen that is so bright that you can visualize it in the daytime. And it's like this one was a big trailer, and out of the roof of it, this big 14-by-9-foot screen would elevate on this huge pivot, and then he can turn it in whatever direction he wants. And it was huge, and it was really unexpected by the rodeo promoters and by the patrons who walked by this thing. And what were we playing on this thing is a 10-minute, 11-minute sort of highlight reel of all the horrible things you see at rodeos that we sort of obtained online and through our friends.
Yeah, and that rodeo, that video we played on this jumbo screen at the protest, you can be viewed by going to desertpaws.org. And I'll tell you, Peter, between the jumbo screen and the microphone we had in our hand, we definitely got our message across very loudly and effectively. Of course, many combative, ignorant individuals confronted us, and Peter and I are going to tell you about some of the comments, interactions we had with these individuals. But listen, the great news is that we educated many people and actually convinced some people not to go in. Peter, you also have footage of kids watching this video on the jumbo screen and crying,
yes.
telling their parents that they don't want to go into the rodeo.
And they don't want to hurt the animals.
They don't want to
scare it or whatever.
Exactly. This was great. I remember I had one family, this was just so worth the whole weekend. I had one family, nice young couple with their adorable child, drove all the way from Los Angeles to attend the rodeo. And after speaking to us, before they were going to enter the rodeo, they spoke to us about what occurs at rodeos. They agreed with me that this is not the kind of values they want to instill in their child, that animal cruelty should not be family fun. It should not be entertainment. And they chose not to enter the rodeo, and they drove back to L.A. That was great. True story.
Yeah. So about how many protesters do you think we had there, and what else were they doing?
Oh, I think we had maybe 25, 30, would you guess? And
yeah.
We were there all day Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was told. Do you want to tell about the announcer, the announcer at the rodeo?
Okay, well that gets to the microphone, which is a whole thing we didn't really anticipate happening as we were making arrangements to get this video screen. And that is, besides just showing our video loop, and we had also prepared a sort of PowerPoint presentation, but the video loop was much more effective. It turned out, you were also given this wireless microphone. It was hooked up to these very loud, very large speakers that came with the truck. And with the microphone, we were able to speak not only with the passersby to ask them, do you really want to go in there? Or this is what happens in the rodeo. Take a look at the screen. This is cruelty. But you were able to project, you and your colleagues who also were helping during the protest, to project into the actual rodeo event so loudly that all the patrons in there could hear the commotion that we were making out there. We really bugged them, so much so that ultimately they got one of their guys on the inside to start debating you. So he got his own microphone saying things like, there is no cruelty in the rodeo, and this is the finest rodeo ever, and such things like that. And it was quite an event.
It was great. And our undercover people working with our demonstration who were inside the rodeo attempting to document cruelty and violations, they said my voice and the other activist's voice on the microphone were heard just as loudly, if not more clearly, than the rodeo announcer's voice. Yeah. So that was pretty great. Don't go away. We have more interesting little tales to tell you about our little protest. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-0957 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-0957. 1-800-952-0957. That's 1-800-952-0957.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Animals today, we are talking about our demonstration against the rodeo in Palm Springs, California, i.e., against animal cruelty. This was approximately 2 weeks ago. We were out, approximately 30 of us, with signs and leaflets, and we had our big, huge jumbo screen playing a video of horrific animal abusive scenes of actual rodeo events. We had people working undercover inside the rodeo looking to document cruelty and violations. Just before the break, we spoke about how it was quite effective and worthwhile for us, and we educated a lot of people. Really good news. We actually convinced people not to enter the rodeo. And Peter, let's talk about some of the comments, some of the ignorant unintelligent comments that were made to us, which are just hard to respond to, such as, remember the one time I asked this gentleman, "Sir, can I hand you some information regarding the rodeo?" And he turned to me and said, "No, and I'm not a liberal, and I did not vote for Obama."
I know.
What does animal abuse have to do with voting for our president?
Right, right.
People really tried to make this political.
And that happened more than once, right?
More than once, for sure.
It's like a common link.
Yeah, it's a common link. I guess people just assume if you're you're a big demonstrator, then...
If you care about the animals, then you voted for Obama. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So, and then how about also this connection between a lot of comments of leather and meat. We had comments like, if you're out here, why are you if out here protesting? You shouldn't be wearing leather shoes.
Right.
Or your protesters should not be wearing leather belts. You know, well, first of all, I don't think anyone was wearing leather, but again, they wanted to make that connection, didn't they?
It's as if it's like they learned it, like they're all speaking the same language, that you're a hypocrite, and we know that's how to convince you that you're a hypocrite, to say that line. It's like that line, we heard it so often.
Right.
It's like they must be talking about it, or talking amongst themselves.
Right. And with the meat thing, too. Do you eat meat?
Right.
And why aren't you outside a supermarket or McDonald's protesting? Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
One nasty guy said, when I tried to educate him about the rodeo, and I said, are you sure you want to go in? He said, yes, I want to go in, and afterwards I will enjoy my big steak dinner.
Yes.
So
it's interesting when you get out in public and make people feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's right. It is interesting. They don't know how to react, and they're very defensive. And we had a guy who even said you should be protesting outside a factory farm. The suffering and slaughtering of animals in a factory farm is much worse than the treatment of animals at the rodeo. And I'll tell you, he was right.
Yeah,
that's true. And the only thing, the two points I want to say about that is, well, I see the rodeo as a detour on the way to the slaughterhouse. So we're abusing them just before we get to abuse them even more and murder them at the slaughterhouse. So we shouldn't do this. And number two, by protesting outside slaughterhouses, you know, it's not going to have an impact, Peter. It's not going to make the slaughterhouses go away. However, by being outside of the rodeo here in my city of Palm Springs, California, educating people that rodeo is cruelty and demonstrating to the city officials that Palm Springs should not endorse this form of entertainment, this could possibly have an impact and be a factor whether the rodeo returns to the city, correct?
Correct, and literally broadcasting into the arena.
That's right.
That was
that was very good.
You had to be present to really understand how cool that was.
I had one of my patients who drove by. I don't know if I told you the story. One of my patients who drove by just to check out the rodeo and what's going on.
Yeah.
And he said he heard my voice.
Yeah.
He didn't hear anyone else's voice. He thought I was in the rodeo being an announcer. He thought it was me.
That's great.
Which is very funny. And also, remember the comments that they tried to turn it on the children, that children are so much more important. Why are you here when there's so many children suffering in this world?
Well,
we always get
that when in our world of animal advocacy. I mean, there are kids dying of cancer. How can you divert your attention from this and worry about the animals? I mean, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right.
I mean,
let's do both.
We don't care less about, look, we both dedicated our lives to taking care of people. We do this also.
Exactly.
So that's sort of silly.
And I'd have to say the stupidest comment, this one just takes the cake. One woman said to me, why are you not protesting the gay events in this city?
Yeah.
I mean, what does this mean? Is she implying that we are way off base here? Instead of protesting against animal cruelty, we should be intolerant of homosexual interests or issues or activities? I mean, what kind of person is this, and how do you respond?
No response. No response.
We will be... I just got distracted. I'll tell you the one incident where a gentleman actually tried to pull the wires out of our speaker.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Explain that to the listeners.
Okay, so he didn't like you in the microphone.
Yeah, it was too loud.
A lot of people didn't like you in the microphone. So he's trying to sneak up like a behind the scenes and unplug the speaker wire, but there's no plug. It's just attached to the speaker, and he's trying to yank it out. So you saw him and chased him away.
I chased him. Well, right. I actually chased him to his car. I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, oh, I just don't want to hear your voice. I want to shut that voice off. So I actually took a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was defended. He was offended by that.
Wasn't another one of the protesters harassed by a patron?
Yeah, there was one of the one of our protesters had the mic in her hand,
yeah.
and someone else came up, a very drunken guy, and he was whistling extremely loudly to try to stifle her voice.
Got it.
And, you know, I don't know if, is that allowed? I mean, we're out there, you know, our First Amendment right, trying to, it's freedom of speech. Can they combat that with their freedom of speech even louder?
Yeah. So what happened then?
Well, the police didn't do anything about it. So we just waited till he got tired or he passed out. No, actually, I sort of chased him away as well.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And then, let's see, we had one individual that knocked leaflets out of one of our protesters' hands. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And we informed the police of that. But
now you were almost cited. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were cited.
I saw you. I was busy videotaping, but you almost got a citation.
Yeah, noise ordinance, but we lowered it a bit, and we're fine.
Okay.
But so tell my listeners in the last 30 seconds what we're going to do with all this.
Okay, so we have got a whole bunch of video from inside and outside. I was videotaping the patrons watching me. They were not happy. We put it all together, present it to City Council, try to make these guys go away forever.
That's great. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. The latest call for the president of Yemen to step down comes from a bloc of oil-rich Arab nations along the Gulf, including Saudi Arabia. A proposed